And the next two poems are kind of takeoffs on the same sort of a shark image. The first is rather military. It's an analysis of the nature of a hero and of the nature of a coward. And I have the notion that both heroes and cowards hate action in different ways. The hero throws himself into it, and the coward avoids it out of a similar source. Two hatreds of action. Hero compared to Jonah. If I were in the belly of the whale, I'd praise the peristalsis of my death and played the bleeding cilia. I felt like clappers of my hope's carillon. But once I have been bound, I find the swimming hard in acid, hard among the drowned ferocities of sharks, my swallowed brothers. So I war with the living dead. Terror of peace swallows the praise, because my parts will go to feed the beast. Sharks and I, once we have chewed identity to shreds, will be Leviathan, the that which eats the carnivores in combat through its bowels. Sleep in its body and blood, I say. That's all the stomach joy there is among toothed souls. Two, for a coward. I won a precious eye from selfless sleep. The bells, whistles, and alarms of dawn awoke me. Oh, I got scared and hung around in hell, an idol. Then the flags and brass brand of the day began to fly. The opted eye was drafted and fell in behind the chest boom of the drum or public heart. I drummed within and marched away, while my true love, who gave the word to start, ran weeping by my side. Fifes drilled through my ears and found my trouble, brains coiled in the graves of self, and reamed them with the shrieks of civic cadence. Forward, I was forced to march up to the point of fire. But halt, did I win out of sleep just to be worked and slain? No. Oh, I would rather sleep well out of uniform, be slapped and shouted at by officers of the day, and win my death at ease, not in the army game. But I say what the drum says, boom. The vipes squeal, wee. My brains are drummed out of the corpse and wheeled away.